Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Blessed.
I love the reading. The gospel, the end of it, talks about a beating. Someone will get a severe beating. Did you see it? How that fit right in. And then those who didn't know, they only get a less beating. So I'm only doing what the Lord told me to do. They'll get a severe beating or a less beating. Isn't that nice when the gospel fits right into you, what you're going to do this day? Anyway, today we want to focus on the first line, not the second line about the beatings. We want to focus on the first. And the first line, it says, there is no reason to live in fear any longer, little flock. Why? Because the Father... Does Ed the only one to ever listen to the readings here? Because it has pleased the Father to give you the kingdom. Huh? So he says, do not live in fear, little flock. Now, this is important reality here. Some people think he says that to everybody. Don't live in fear. And so they walk around, they think, I'm living in fear and I should live in fear. But he didn't say that to everybody, did he? He doesn't even say it to all of you if you're not part of the little flock. He says it to the little flock. There is no reason for you to be afraid anymore, little flock. Because it's pleased God to give you, little flock, the kingdom. Now, how do we get to be a member of the little flock according to the second reading? Thanks, Ed. Again, the only one who pays any attention, Ed. And I'm sure everybody else does too, but they just don't respond to me. Is that what it is? Yes. Like when I asked how many people read the bulletin article, I had 6 people that responded. Whoa. So I'm sure the rest of you really read it, right? Uh-huh. Anyway, so there's no reason to live in fear, little flock, because it has pleased the Father to give you the kingdom. And the way you become a member of the little flock is by faith. So that if we say and we believe that Jesus came and died for our sins and we surrender our hearts and our lives to him, then there's no reason to be afraid. God has given us his kingdom. But if we say, no, I'm not doing this God thing, what does it cost you to follow God? Your life, absolutely everything. And so what happens is some people sit there and they'd rather hold on to everything here. You know, when I do a parish mission, and a lot of places I go, there's some mansions in the places because they're big parishes I'm at. And when I drive around, I go, ooh, these are houses. And then I talk about the last night about giving your life to Jesus. And I say, for some of you, it's very hard to give your life to Jesus. Why? Because you have so much. You like it here. You know, you think, hey, I have a nice house, I have everything I want, I have cars, I have boats, I got it all, and I want to keep it all. But isn't it amazing, right after Jesus says there's no reason to live in fear, the Father has given you the kingdom, what's the next line, Ed? Shh. The next line is, go sell your belongings and give alms. Now are you afraid? Now that's the reality. That if God asks you today, every one of you here, go sell all your belongings and give it to the poor. I wonder how many followers of Jesus would have here today. In reality, when you follow Jesus, do you follow him with your whole being? Or do you just follow him for what he can do for you? You can't follow him for what he can do for you. You can only follow him when you give up everything. And see, what he promises is when you and I give up everything, that we don't have to live in fear. So it's really a choice. We either choose to live a life of fear, because the person that lives in fear is one that's always afraid of losing something, correct? You know, you're afraid of losing your house, afraid of getting cancer, afraid of losing your money. You're afraid, and it's all about losing something. But once you've given it away, is there anything to be afraid of? No. So the call is a radical call today. We always like the first part. Don't be afraid. Oh, I like that. I love when God tells me not to be afraid. Thank you, Jesus. And he says, don't be afraid if you give everything up. Oh, I don't like you, Jesus. But he's given us the kingdom instead. Everything that you have on this earth is going to pass. You know that. It's going to be gone. One day you're going to have to hand it over, whether you choose to gladly or you choose to take it away from you the day you take your last breath. But everyone here will give up everything you have one day, I promise. And you can have it taken from you, or you can surrender it to Jesus and be a member of the flock. That doesn't mean you actually have to go and get rid of everything, because he also talks about he will bless those who surrender everything to him, right? So often he gives us these blessings. And again, like I talked about last week, what's the best way to come before God? With our hands open, letting him give what he wants, letting him take what he wants, because it all belongs to him. So the question today is very simple. Are you a member of the little flock? Have you given everything to Jesus? And if not, what do you hold on to so tightly that that's worth more than a relationship with Jesus Christ? If you don't surrender, you'll live in fear. If you do surrender, he promises no fear, because he'll give you the kingdom. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Before you leave this Mass, may you know his love today and forever. Amen. Goes back over there for them. Let us stand. No, you can sit. Let us give to God these, our needs and our petitions.